8:42, I'm Rob Hackla, along with Lisa Zizian. And in this segment, we want to welcome back to the studio Pembroke author Bob Utelich is in studio. We're going to talk about a great series of books. It's the Spot and Smudge series of books. The latest one is out, of Rogues and Revenge. And Bob is in studio with us this morning. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming in. Boy, you got to be excited. This is great. I was just you were just showing us off the latest, a huge book in the series, and again, of Rogues and Revenge. And later on, by the way, Bob is going to give someone an opportunity to win the complete four-book series. Your chance to win that is coming up. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself in the Spot and Smudge series.
Well, you know, as we talked last time, the pups, Spot and Smudge, were based on my original real dogs, my rescued mutts, Spot and Smudge. And the story goes along with the pups growing up, and they get adopted by a Scottish family, which are based on my crazy in-laws. And everything else that happens is just crazy, nutty wackiness from my imagination. But the response has been incredible. I just cannot believe how people are connecting with the dogs and the other characters. There's a lot of other animal characters in the book, and people are just going kind of crazy for it. So it's been an awesome year.
Yeah. Dogs are such a big part of our families, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, huge. So it makes sense to me that it'd be so endearing to a lot of people to read the stories about their adventures.
Yeah. And congratulations too, Bob, because I was just you were telling us, and I just saw this, that Spot and Smudge Book 1 was recently spotlighted on Amazon Prime's reading bestseller list under the suspense category. How excited are you?
I was blown away. It was selected by Amazon, and it was up there for about 90 days, and a lot of people apparently were loving it, so couldn't be happier.
That's great.
All right, so let's talk about Spot and Smudge, and give us a little bit of sense of what happens for maybe those that have read some of the books. What's of Rogues and Revenge about, Bob?
Yeah, so the pup's world keeps getting bigger, right? We started out right here in Massachusetts in a little imaginary town, Pembury, which is pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
And after the pups were rescued by a little family here in town, they just couldn't stop getting into trouble. And their world just keeps expanding. They went to Canada, and they went to Africa, and they've been to Scotland, of course. And they just they keep meeting larger and larger people as well. They met the Zulu King from South Africa, and they've met the National Security Advisor. And, you know, the stories are a lot of fun, and there's a lot of laughs, but they're a little bit of horror, and there's some suspense, and they go a little dark. So, it's a crazy ride. It's a crazy ride.
There are four books in this series, so let's take them through. Just to remind people, there are four books in the series, Bob. Give us the titles of all of them.
Sure. So the original is Spot and Smudge Book 1, and of course that's the origin story. We meet the pups and their orphan mutt rescue, kind of black lavish. And then they go to Canada in the Glasgow Grey, and they interact with some wolves up there, and again things go horribly wrong. And of course in the background is what caused them to become intelligent animals, and the nefarious forces behind that are undercurrent through all the books. So we start meeting more and more of the bad element behind the whole thing.
Oh boy.
And then in the third one, which of course is getting fatter and fatter, you know, we're up to 600 pages
I'm
now.
I'm noticing, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of a theme there. But of course the world just keeps getting bigger, and they have to escape to Africa, and they get chased by this, we find out, this arms conglomeration that's behind the acceleration that's caused them to become smart.
Wow.
And then we get to Of Rogues and Revenge, 820 pages of puppy awesomeness.
Wow.
And stuff just goes crazy, so we'll leave it there. But it's worth the ride, as far as everyone's telling me so far.
That's great. Well, congratulations, Bob, so far. So we've got four out. What now? What's next, I guess?
Well, I've got nine in my head.
Yeah.
So as long as the response continues the way it's been and people keep telling me to keep going, I will. And I'm working on five now. It should be out, hopefully, not sure exactly when.
Judging on the size, I can't believe how big that ninth book is. You may need a forklift.
You might need a
Yeah,
a
just
carrier
to get that upstairs. But
Start reducing the print size so that
you can. I think so.
It's so much good stuff. Now, Bob, if people want to find out about you, because you said there's a lot of bonus and things that people can find on the Spot and Smudge website.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to find. Thankfully, Spot and Smudge is not a common search term, so if you put me into any browser, it'll come up. You'll probably land on my webpage or Amazon, and that's the place to get the book. Of course, you can read it on any device. So with the free Kindle app, you can read it if you have an iPad or an iPhone or whatever. So it's pretty easy to reach me.
And people can see pics of the real Spot and Smudge?
Yeah. They were a crazy, crazy batch of dogs. It was the first set of pups that I really raised myself as an adult. And they just left an incredible impression on our lives, as well as a lot of stains. So they inspired the story. So, yeah, there's pictures of them and a little description of what happens with them on the website.
Well, we're excited for you, Bob, and we want people to go out and pick up the new one. And obviously the response has been great, and people have really enjoyed these stories. Of Rogues and Revenge is the latest in the Spot and Smudge series. Book 4 in the series thus far, we're hearing. And, Bob, people can order it and get it right now. It's out?
Yeah, it's out. It's available. You can get it in paperback, or you can download it from Amazon.
All right, Spot and Smudge, search for that. Bob Utilich in studio with us this morning. And Bob, you said you'd love to give somebody an opportunity to win the complete 4-book series thus far. And we have all 4 of them, including this new one of Rogues and Revenge. We had a trivia question, perhaps, right? This was a dog who was a rescued stray orphan mutt, not unlike Spot and Smudge. And the question would be, who is the first dog in space?
There you go. If you can answer that one, I would love to give you this set, and I'll leave an autograph if you're interested.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. Well, let's open up the phone lines right now and give somebody a chance to win these 4 books. We'll take the first caller with the correct answer, so call in now. Here's the telephone number, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. Who was the first dog in space? Do you remember? I suspect you might if you think back to your school days. Who is the first dog in space? 781-837-4900. And the first person with the correct answer wins the 4 books from Bob Utilich in the Spot and Smudge series. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Excellent. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.